It has indeed, Lee. Well, interesting's a word, but I can tell you what, it's been flat out from the get-go. I mean, I wasn't in this job long, as you'd be aware, and, you know, we had the COVID outbreak. And, you know, the entire coast was hit with that. You know, at one stage we had almost 5,000 people in isolation in Northwest General Hospital. I had to get on to the Minister for Health at that time, and we had to instigate the help of the Australian Defence Force with our AusMat team. We had to secure that hospital and get that under control very quickly. We saw the two C-130 Hercules aircraft on Wynyard Airport. You know, we applied as much as we possibly could to get the Northwest Coast through that. And they did, Lee. Mm. So when they saw those great aircraft and that team arrive, I think that built a lot of confidence into the coast, that support was there.
Please, you mentioned the Defence Force. That's no stranger for you because you've had experience in that and also as a farmer. And since you've taken over from Justine Kay, what are some of the highlights that you've seen that's really put Tasmania, northwest coast of Tasmania, on the map?
Yeah, the reason I put my hand up for this job was I was absolutely frustrated for generations. I'm not just aiming this at one particular party, but for generations, politicians had talked our region down. You know, they talked the numbers, the welfare numbers. They talked the disadvantaged numbers. They talked about the Northwest Coast almost like it was a second-class place. And I know myself, coming from where I come from, that if you talk down to people for so long, then eventually they'll believe it. I recognise that the Northwest Coast, the West Coast and King Island is the absolute engine room of Tasmania's economy. And there is so much untapped potential here, if only we were glass half full about this. And that's the approach that I've taken from the get-go. It's a completely different approach to what we've seen in the past, but it's worked. We've seen more investment from the federal government level into the electorate of Braddon than any electorate bar one. So the second highest spend of investment dollars into Braddon, over $1.3 billion, and more than 700 great projects that stretch all the way across from Parramatta Creek right to Marawar, down as far as Queenstown, and also on King Island. So I'm really proud of that, and I'm really proud of the fact that we're positive, Lee. So as far as I'm concerned, if you've got a glass and you fill it up with, you know, if your glass is half full, then it's far better than being half empty.
And supply chains as well into this state, because we all know we are isolated.
Yeah, and that's been a big focus of mine. Coming from, I was a manufacturer and agribusiness owner prior to coming into politics, so I understand the supply chain, not just the logistics, but the supply chain resilience. You know, if we look over our shoulder down into Burnie Port, you know, there's almost 5 million tonnes coming in and out of there. That's where our minerals leave from. That's where our wood chips leave from. That's where our containers come in and out of. I mean, that's Tasmania's largest port down there. If you combine Devonport and Burnie together, that's 94.6 of Tasmania's container freight in and out. And we need to look after it. We need to make that investment so that businesses along the coast and the west coast can grow and reach their potential.
So more jobs, we want to keep locals, particularly young locals, in our area. So that's what you believe, more jobs and better education. And we'll be able to do that, and also servicing the health services that we do need, Gavin.
Absolutely right, and you've hit the nail on the head when it comes to services. I mean, I look across again our other shoulder, and you know, we've got to keep our younger people here. We've got to keep our smart kids in the region. I moved away, but that was a different era. I'm so proud of our University of Tasmania campus on the point out here. I'm so proud of that, and the fact that their speciality is nursing and allied health professionals. And I was over there the other day and I saw the looks in those kids' eyes, that those young people that were starting those courses. And I thought, how good is this that right in Burnie we're having our young people? The scientific data points to if we have people from our region trained as health professionals, allied health professionals, and also in our regional clinic that we've just supported through UTAS, training our doctors, we know that there's more likelihood of those doctors remaining for longer in the regions, and that's important. So I'm so proud of that. I'm proud of the push that we've put into, you know, training apprentices. We've now reached a record. Since records began in 1968, we've seen a record 220,000 apprentices in training. And, You know, I am so proud. When I bring people like, the Minister for Defence down the other day, the Prime Minister down, we're announcing great defence manufacturing projects at places like Jaben and, at Direct Edge and Elvenston Group Underground over there with, that advanced manufacturing. Haywood's over in Wynyard. Yeah, they're building our $64 million mineral load that we talked about earlier on the port. These are our smart young people that are engaged in meaningful jobs, and I'm so proud of that.
Yeah, and there's more work to be done too.
Like, people are leaving the big metro areas. They're moving out to great places, like Ulverston, Penguin, Rocky Cape. They're wanting to live there. They found that, life over Zoom isn't bad. When we took over in Tasmania, that unemployment rate peaked at 8.82.
Mm.
So we've cut that down. We did a jobs fair the other day. We ran quite a few of those trying to get young people. I believe that is the answer, is to offer these jobs and a good variety of jobs. So we did one the other day at the Parramatta Apple Centre. There were 1,491 jobs on offer, and we couldn't fill them. So, I'm hearing, I reckon every small business owner along the coast here has got my phone number on speed dial, but they're having trouble getting people. That's the problem we face now. And when we look at, we're a predominantly agricultural-driven region, we've got to get crops out of the ground. We've got to get berries off vines, and we've got to get that picked in a very short period of time with a high concentration of labour. And that's what we've been able to provide with our Pacific Islander program and our ag visa, and trying to get more people just to do those jobs when we can't get the locals themselves to fulfil them.
So on election day, you need to complete two ballot papers, the green one for the House of Reps, the large white one, that's for the Senate. Vote correctly. Number every box in the order of your choice for the green ballot paper. A couple of ways with the white ballot paper: either vote above the line, number at least six boxes for parties or groups in the order of your choice, or if you prefer to vote below the line, number at least 12 boxes for individual candidates in the order of your choice. If you do muck it up, don't worry. The friendly team there will be able to give you another one. If you do make a mistake, ask for another ballot paper and start again, because Gavin, everyone's vote that are listening this morning helped shape this great country of ours, and also for the Northwest Coast. Gavin Pearce, I wish you all the very best on Saturday.
Thanks, Lee. And, an important election, this one. And it's important that we don't take our foot off the accelerator now.